Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Highs around 90 today under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight, lows level off around 56. Sunshine expected tomorrow, high of 89. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big day for the state of Kansas yesterday after the Kansas Honor Flight marked its 100th flight yesterday with nearly 100 veterans on board. As KWCH News reports, the flight to Washington, D.C. had 94 Vietnam veterans, two veterans from the Korean War, and one individual from World War II. We're marking his 104th year. Talked about being part of such a great movement.
Well, I'm far beyond amazed, and I never anticipated such a welcoming back. On that day, I was crossing the Rhine River driving a semi.
That audio from KWCH News, where he goes on to say that he's in still good health and he's excited to see more veterans be part of the Kansas Honor Flight.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm much more active physically than some of these poor boys that are much younger than I am. I'm grateful for that.
Mid-America Network News.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV will hook you up for trailer and RV season. Get receiver hitches, goosenecks, fifth wheel hitches, brake controllers, and trailer wiring to ease the towing of your boat, cycle, RV, or lawn equipment. Choose from top brands of hitches, including B&W hitches, Curt, and Drawtite. Need to take your vehicle camping with you? Toppers Plus has Blue Ox base plates and tow bars. Get trailer season ready at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your job work for you!
The company of Evergy says they are trying to warn customers across the state of Kansas about the latest utility phone scam attempts that are happening in the state. As WIBW News reports that according to the latest press release from the company of Evergy, they say that scammers are trying to pose as Evergy representatives, trying to deceive customers with two recent scam attempts. One of them includes a scam targeting senior citizens, claiming that Evergy is returning $200 to senior citizens through the company's Evergy Cares at Kansas Fund, then asking for customers' account information, address, and other personal information. According to the actual company of Evergy, they say that the Evergy Cares at Kansas Fund does not give customers cash, but provides financial assistance directly to the customer's account. The other scam to be aware of focuses on discounts, saying that customers are getting calls claiming that Evergy could offer a discount for customers who provide their credit card number over the phone immediately. The company is reminding that if you do receive a call that seems fishy, that you can call the Evergy company or go to their website for the latest scams and to report a claim.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kimball Elementary School ended up wrapping up last week, holding its first deposit day of student savings programs, which brought more than $563 into the school by the students. According to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, the school partnered with First Tier Bank, bringing an in-school bank to the elementary school called the Longhorn Branch. They say that the bank employees visit the school to set up the bank and the library with the help of 5-6 grade students as the bank tellers. So far, more than 58 students have signed up to participate in the program, with 49 of those participating on opening day. In a statement from the elementary school principal, they say the program is truly trying to raise financially responsible kiddos, and that's giving one more opportunity to give exposure to that issue. With the partnership of the First Tier Bank, they say they also match the students' first deposit of up to $5, So matching the first dollar for every deposit that was made, making a total savings of $803 after the first day.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you only pay one deductible. And we should probably stop using stones for that sort of thing anyway. Talk to a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent about our one deductible advantage at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Future prospects for the Marshall County Jail Project were discussed at this last week's commissioners' meeting. They plan to meet with Sheriff Tim Ackerman to consider options and try to determine a level of financial resources that may be needed. In light of two failed elections for a new jail facility east of Marysville, consensus was that a new building is not likely. That raised the question as to keeping or selling that ground near Canequip that was planned for the project. Commissioners Keith Bramhall and John Unger seemed in favor of selling it, as the county currently pays taxes, while Fritz Blaski had some reservation, noting that keeping the jail may allow future options. No decisions were made. Two of the three commissioners lost primary election races in August. Rides for Marshall County residents through the public transportation program will be free in September. Contact the Agency on Aging for scheduling. All Marshall County libraries will offer fundamental and advanced computer classes in September and October. The classes are all free, funded through state and federal grant monies. Contact your local public library for more information and sign up. Current schedule begins at the Marysville Public Library this week on the 12th. Waterville, September 19th, and Vermilion, September 28th. In October, at Beatty on the 3rd, Frankfort on the 9th, Axtell on the 10th, and Blue Rapids, October 17th. Again, these fundamental and advanced computer classes are free, open to anyone through their local public library in Marshall County. The scheduled courses will be offered evenings beginning at 5:30. Child care is a critical part of a thriving community, and community members are invited to the Washington County Hospital Wednesday, September 11th, for a facilitated conversation about opening a new daycare in Washington. The hospital has purchased a house for this purpose, but they need the community's ideas and suggestions and input on the next steps to help with the endeavor. The meeting is planned Wednesday, September 11th, 6:30 till 7:30 p.m. in the hospital dining room at Washington Police Center through the basement double doors in the west parking lot. A Beatrice man was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder, as well as two counts of kidnapping and use of a firearm to commit a felony in the fatal shooting of a woman in Beatrice Sunday afternoon. Christopher Michael Milkey reportedly shot 42-year-old Tammy Leslie at a home in the 2200 block of Hillcrest Avenue after authorities had responded to a call around 4:30 p.m. Saturday from a 19-year-old who reported that they and a 12-year-old child were apparently barricaded inside the residence. The children escaped unharmed with the help of police. Tammy Leslie was killed after she was shot three times with a handgun, resulting in the arrest of Christopher Milkey. An investigation continues. Authorities ask anyone with information as to a possible motive to respond. Also in Beatrice, warrants were served Saturday morning. They resulted in the arrest of two individuals suspected in an infant child's death earlier in August. In the case, authorities had reported August 15th to a home in the 1000 block of Herbert Street, where they discovered an unresponsive infant male who died at the Beatrice Hospital. After investigation, Austin James Mine was arrested this past weekend on suspicion of intentional child abuse resulting in death, and the mother, Ashton Zytel, was arrested shortly thereafter at a Beatrice truck stop where she worked on suspicion of negligent child abuse resulting in death. No additional details as to the death have been released. Tammy K. Frederick's 2-year-old infant daughter of Ryan and Melissa Frederick's passed away September 6th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in Zion Mount Calvary Cemetery, north of Herkimer. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 9. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for infant Cammy Fredericks. John D. Klepper, age 80, of Pawnee City, passed away September 7th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City, interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for John Klepper. Harold L. Hewley, age 94, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Czech Moravian Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Christy Anders, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Harold Hula.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building robust fiber networks. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, French bread, salad, diced pears, and cake. Tomorrow, chicken strips with a biscuit, macaroni and cheese, garden blend, and peaches.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower 90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly clear skies overnight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly sunny skies into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And mostly clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Starting to stay cooler as we head into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Staying sunny and still cooler into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, and mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still more sunshine as we head into Sunday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Then clear skies in a Sunday night with our lows in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-September 83, record high on this date 102, the average low 59, the record low 40. Sunset this evening 7:40, rise in the morning at 7:05. It's 58 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 10th of September. KNDY News Time 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Mark your calendars for September 14th through the 16th for Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day, hosted by the Blue Rapids Community Foundation. Thanks to the generosity of the Patterson Family Foundation, we have up to $70,000 in available matching funds to support area charitable organizations. Donations between $25 and $5,000 will be matched at 50%. To donate, either visit BlueRapidsMatchDay.com, mail in your donation to the Blue Rapids Community Foundation, or join us in person on September 16th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Community Center. You do not want to miss this opportunity to do more good for the Blue Rapids community.
Rocking and rolling on Monday night. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Even without Christian McCaffrey last night, the Niners could continue taking the run game for granted since they still had Mason.
Ayuk behind Bell left. They run Mason off the left side, a cutback run. Touchdown! San Francisco!
A little Mason madness on the cutback, right off an unbelievable block.
Jordan Mason, 147 yards rushing on 28 carries, and that touchdown heard on KNBR. Niners with a 32-19 win on Monday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers in the loss, a touchdown and an interception.
A lot to correct, but overall I feel good about our guys. Thought the protection was really good tonight. Just were a little bit off in the run game. Couldn't get Breece going, couldn't get him enough space. but a lot to build on.
Jets have lost five straight games in primetime, 13 of their last 14. A new civil lawsuit's been filed against Deshaun Watson. It accuses the quarterback of sexual assault in October of 2020. Puka Nacua aggravates his knee injury. He's headed to IR. Despite his knee injury, Jordan Love will not land on IR in Green Bay. The Bills say Josh Allen is cleared to play in the game against the Dolphins. Miami, with a scathing statement last night in reaction to police releasing body cam footage of the Tyreek Hill traffic stop in which Hill wound up handcuffed on the ground. Dolphins using words like maddening, heartbreaking, and despicable. Baseball, we have a tie for the best overall record. Cubs, a 10-4 win over the Dodgers in L.A. Shohei Ohtani, stolen base number 47. Dodgers lose. Phillies win 2-1 over the Rays. Walk-off hit from Cody Clemens. Yankees extend their lead in the AL East. They beat the Royals 10-4, while the Orioles lose in Boston 12-3. Red Sox back-to-back homers twice. Yankees lead in the East is now a game and a half. Twins fall to the Angels. Minnesota's lost four straight. They hold the final American League wild card spot by three over the Mariners, Tigers, and Red Sox.
Right now at Macy's, it's the perfect time to start looking ahead to fall. Shop all the on-trend wardrobe updates you can wear now and keep wearing later, like flowy full-length dresses and easy lightweight layers like blazers, cardigans, and jackets. And Macy's has great deals on fall updates for every room in your home, like warm bedding and kitchen essentials. Plus, download the app for exclusive savings, inspiration, and more today at Macy's.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
C&K Services appreciates the military, first responders, and volunteers who entered the rubble on 9/11 to search for survivors. Please raise the flag on September 11th to honor them and remember the fallen. From the patriotic staff of C&K Services in Sabetha, always proud to support the United States military. This Patriot Day, Laughlin Hoovitt Funeral Home recalls the tragic events of 9/11 that took thousands away from their families. This Patriot Day, take a moment of silence to remember them. From Laughlin Hoovitt Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity. Proud to support the troops. Beatrice Health and Rehab remembers the tragic attack on 9/11 and knows the men and women of the military continue the fight against terrorism. From your proud supporters at Beatrice Health and Rehab, just three blocks north of the water tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate quality care.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After last week's stock market losses, Monday trading turned higher as buyers moved in. The Dow Jones surged 484 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 and the NASDAQ Composite each gained back 1.16%. Shares in AstraZeneca lost 5% overnight after disappointing results were announced for the company's lung cancer drug. Data published yesterday showed that Tropion Lung 01 had little effect on cancer survival rates. The iPhone 16 starts shipping later this month, and artificial intelligence is baked into the new device. Users, for example, will be able to search for pictures by describing them. Apple is touting a new super-fast wireless charger as well. Federal investigators are looking into reports that nearly 800,000 Jeeps may be at risk for engine fires. The probe focuses on the power steering pump in late-model Wranglers and Gladiators. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Tuesday morning. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The House GOP's stopgap funding bill to keep the government funded after September 30th lacks one-year farm bill extension. The must-pass continuing budget resolution extends government funding through next March, including USDA feeding, ag credit insurance, rural housing, and livestock mandatory reporting. But the stopgap, likely to be voted on this week, does not, as some predicted, include a one-year farm bill extension, giving ag lawmakers more time this Congress to nail down an elusive farm bill. AFB's Joe Gilson spoke to the possibility of a lame duck action without an earlier deal.
That looks more likely that we'd have to get something done in the lame duck. And that could come, in terms of if they want to just kick it, to the next Congress, an extension, or, if there's a, you know, strong support for a 5-year farm bill, there's about a month and a half to get something done, in the lame duck.
Gilson had expected lawmakers to hold out on another extension until the lame duck, given the bigger funding priorities this month.
I know they want to get the appropriations, done with so that we're not at risk of a shutdown in at the end of September.
Lawmakers concluded they'd run out of time to bridge House, Senate differences over a full year spending bills, leaving them the only option of extending current spending. The fight now is for how long? That's the question. Democrats and some Republicans fear March 28th is too long, impeding early spending decisions by the next president. Some USDA farm programs like dairy support would also need earlier action. But even if a new farm bill with higher crop support could be passed in a lame duck, funding for it wouldn't come sooner than fiscal year 2026. Sam Spack with your latest check of agricultural news right here and only here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Alliance Insurance, we are all excited to announce our long-awaited move to our new location at 715 Broadway. Previously Blue River Eye Care, which is located one door east of our old location. Just look for Dottie Rose. The same personalized service you expect at our new location back on Broadway. So from Tammy, Jen, and Diana, Alliance Insurance, please give us a call for all your insurance needs. 785-562-2393.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Hearing and respiratory protection are valuable when it comes to harvest time in agriculture. K-State Project Consultant for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program, Tawny Larson, describes how hearing loss occurs and how people can help protect their lungs. There are many things that can contribute to hearing decline.
So we think a lot about the different levels of noise, and there is high and low noise, and there's also just the volume of the noise and how loud things are. So it would be a good idea to think about how you can protect your hearing. Hearing loss is cumulative, and so one of the things we really worry about is how long you're exposed to different noises and how loud those are. And then what does that look like throughout your life? Because that's why we do see a lot of people that are older that have hearing loss if they've been around large machinery or equipment or animals, livestock, pigs are loud. So we need to just think about the different things that are in our surroundings.
Larson explains different hearing protection devices that adults and children can use.
The acoustical earmuffs are really nice, and they can even be paired with the foam earplugs. And the earmuffs usually reduce noise by about 20 to 30 decibels, and the earplugs alone are 26 to 33 decibels. And so when you can wear those together, it even increases your protection. And one other thing that I think is interesting is that they do have earmuffs for kids. And I think the kids like to wear and do what the adults like. And so they will mimic what you do. So if you wear your hearing protection, then they're more likely to wear theirs.
As people are in dusty and moldy situations, she discusses the options people have to shield their lung health.
There's, you know, the kind of the high-end mask that you can change the cartridges and they fit over your head. You know, practically no one will probably use something like that on a daily basis. But if you are cleaning out an area where there has been grain storage, then it would be recommended to use something like these air purifying respirators. There's different kinds you can get, anything from like a vapor all the way up to a cartridge that will filter out like feed or grain dust. You could use them in a hog pen or something like that as well. So more than likely, an N95 mask is going to be what would work the best. And they will filter out the mold spores. And so be sure that if you use those, that you replace them on a regular basis because they will get kind of grungy and grimy and we want them to work the best possible way.
That was project consultant for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program, Tawny Larson, with things to consider during harvest. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The idea of purchasing a new livestock, grain, or utility trailer is a major one. Take stress out of the picture by visiting BlueValleyTrailers.com to browse the Midwest's largest selection of Titan, H&H, Wilson, Sharp, and Travelong trailers. From your home or on your phone, visit BlueValleyTrailers.com to find specifications, pricing, and accurate pictures of the exact trailer you're planning to buy. With sales and service unmatched, find Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or give them a call at 785-363-2224.
It doesn't have majestic looks, a pleasing call, or beautiful colors, but the American crow has something other birds don't. We will explain next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 10th. It is the 254th day of the year, and musician Jose Feliciano celebrates his 79th birthday. Black crows have an unfortunate reputation as bad omens, perhaps because they are natural scavengers. Folklore often associates them with death or ill fortune. But if you look past the superstitions, you'll find one of the most intelligent and fascinating creatures around. A crow can recognize and remember faces, meaning they'll hold a grudge if you've threatened them. But they've also been known to bring gifts to those who feed them. They fashion tools to access food and use bait to attract prey. And they enjoy play as well. Sliding on ice, tug of war, and swinging from branches are some of their favorite pastimes. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, sunny and 58 this morning with highs forecast around 90 the remainder of this work week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the numbers are in, according to the NFL, for some of the highest paid quarterbacks in the entire National Football League. His Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott came in as the highest paid player for NFL history as of Sunday this week, signing a new four-year, $240 million extension with more than $231 million guaranteed in the deal. According to the report, the deal also featured more than $80 million in signing bonuses, as Prescott is now the only NFL player to earn more than $60 million a year in the NFL. And the big question now is, where does Kansas City Chiefs Patrick Mahomes fall on that list for paid quarterbacks in the NFL? Is in 2020, Mahomes did sign a 10-year extension worth $503 million, being the first athlete to have a $500 million contract. And with his contract equating to more than $45 million a year, he doesn't even hit the top 10. Is the top 10 in the nation include Dak Prescott, Joe Burrow, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, and others.
Sandley and Auto Salvage. Don't let that rusting metal in your yard just sit there. Get cash today by taking it to Sandley and Iron and Metal. Locally owned and offering free pickup, Sandley and Iron and Metal will take that old car or truck off your hands.
No matter big or small,
we take it all. Plus, if you need parts for an old vehicle, check out our inventory list and find the right part at the right price. Sandley and Iron and Metal, 3059 North Hoover Street, and make sure to find us online at sandleyandautosalvage.com. The outdoors are calling, and it's time to get off the road. Now's the time to visit Wichita Tractor for work or play. Wichita Tractor is your home for anything from Bad Boy mowers to New Holland, Kubota, Land Pride, Polaris, and so many more.
Plus, you can shop new or pre-owned.
And make sure to check out their parts department. It's Wichita Tractor. Locations in Wichita and Hutchinson. Online at wichitatractor.com. And make sure to see their booth this year at the Kansas State Fair. Wichita Tractor. It's time to get off the road.
after the death of a high school quarterback in the state of Alabama. High school football coaches across the state of Kansas say they are focusing on safety measures when it comes to the fall football season for the youth in the state, saying it's a great time to self-reflect on the safety of the kids that are playing on the field.
I can't imagine what those folks are going through down there, having that kind of thing happen.
Something that it tears at you, and it also reminds you that you make sure you dot your I's and cross your T's.
That audio from WIBW, where they say with the technology that continues to improve and proper training from coaches to the students, they're hoping that it's going to be a safe fall school year for the high school athletes.
It's evolved to where it should be after the research and the development of that. So I think we're much more conscientious about it than what we used to be back in the day, which is a great thing.
Coaches are highly educated on proper way to teach tackling and how they teach blocking. We emphasize it.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Up to date with high school football, tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Max Blasky will visit with Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursdays, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. Plus, they're available as a podcast on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Scores and updates, game nights, too. Listen for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
KNDY.